Man, we're still all figuring out. Appreciate Brother Thompson. Enjoy the song. I'm glad you're here. Turn, if you would, in your Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And generally speaking, around Thanksgiving, we make our way to this verse. And the many other verses, Psalm 104, there's comes of Thanksgiving. That's because it's so good. So if you would, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. The Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We are so thankful this morning for the opportunity again to meet in our new sanctuary and the blessings of the hour and the day that you've given us. We thank you for a good week. But Lord, especially this morning, we come to you thanking you for salvation, what your Son did for us on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the song that Brother Thompson just sang. It is still the cross. Lord, help us to be reminded of that this morning. Help us to remember to be thankful in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. once said, the loveliest flower that blooms in the garden of the heart is the flower of gratitude. And when gratitude dies on the altar of man's heart, he is well nigh gone. Gratitude, that we as Christians, human beings, ought to be grateful, ought to have gratitude and express that to those around us. We think about Romans chapter I'm going to turn to Romans chapter 1. Pretty familiar passage when we think about the end times, or we think about the way people are acting, and we see this going on all around us. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Because they Creator. We see immorality running rampant. It goes on to talk about homosexuality, sodomy, these type of things, and how God said that when people become unthankful, listen, pretty important, when people become ungrateful, that God gives them up to these things. Boy, pretty powerful. I'd challenge you to go home and read that again. Think about how important he's saying there, the importance of it. He's saying, to those who were unthankful, he gave them up to their own vain imaginations, their own whims and their own way, the immorality that was running rampant and is running rampant today. So I would say to you this morning that being thankful is important, not just for the person we're thankful to, but for ourselves. Amen. Having a thankful and grateful heart has a lot to do with what Bob Jones Sr. said. When we are unthankful, we are well nigh gone. We head down a wrong path, a dark path. And we see that today. I really didn't want to spend a whole lot of time in that area, but we think about today that how ungrateful most people are for what they have. By the way, we're all a little ungrateful for what we have. There are some in this auditorium who went through the Depression, who can has a better perspective than most of us. But you think about how much money. I don't know how much money was spent on Thanksgiving at my dad's house, but I know there was 2 turkeys cooked, deep fried. We don't bake turkeys anymore. We deep fry them. That's what you do down here in the South. Boy, they were tender. There was 15 kids. He has 15 grandkids, 15 kids and 6 adults in that house. And Dad fed us all for 3 days. Fed us steak one day. Fed us turkey. It was amazing. I don't know how much money was spent. I'm glad my dad was doing the spending. But a lot. And we weren't in any way lacking of anything. Not only in the meat area, but also in the dessert area. And then my dad, as grateful as he is, as wonderful as he is, made homemade pizza Friday night. I told him it tasted just like it did when I was a kid. As good as ever. But all the things that we... My generation does not have a very good perspective. Know how to swim, but a cat doesn't, even though we'd like for them to swim a lot. I know some of you, I just offended you. Don't turn me off. We're good. A child can't swim. A child can't swim. A child has to be taught to swim. They can be taught to swim, but swimming is not a part of their nature. It's not a part of their nature. We are all sinners by nature. We've preached this from the pulpit many, many times. We don't have to be taught to do wrong. A child doesn't have to be taught to do wrong. Doing wrong comes naturally. Sinning, being selfish is part of our makeup. It's part of our disposition. It is natural to be selfish. It is natural to be ungrateful. It is natural to be ungrateful. No child is ever born with a grateful heart. You have to teach them to say thank you, don't you? And most parents aren't doing that anymore. Can I just challenge you? Well, teach your kids to be grateful. Oh, yeah, sometimes we have to force them, especially when they're little. We say to them, all right, now he gave you a piece of candy. Now say thank you. Or grandpa did this and say thank you now. Right? Grateful. Grateful. A story is told about a lady who gave a little boy a piece of cake. And he said, oh, thank you, ma'am. And she replied, I like to hear little boys say thank you. Right away, he said, if you'll put some ice cream on top of that, I'll say it again. I always mess up every joke I ever tell. We're ungrateful by nature. And you see, I have to write it down. There's no way I'm going to try to say that without... We're ungrateful by nature. We're ungrateful by nature. But listen, we ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful. And that selfishness that's ingrained in us, that's a part of our nature, we have to, again, teach our kids otherwise to be thankful. How to have a thankful heart? A person can never genuinely be thankful until he or she recognizes where the things he or she possesses comes from. That's really what it comes down to. If it all boils down to this, it's a basic recognition that everything comes from God. My house, my car, my children, this church, everything comes from God. Everything. Your business, your home, your family, your job, everything comes from God. He is the Creator. and He provides all things. And we need to recognize that fore and foremost. We must understand that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, James 1:17. Everything we have comes from God. I've told the story, but it's been a long time since I told the story about me and my wife's first house. Some of y'all are already smiling because it was interesting. So me and my wife got married right out of high school. In fact, my dad made us wait, and we didn't want to wait, but we got married right out of high school. We had to wait till the end of summer. He said, y'all got to wait till summer's over to get married. I said, all right. So we got married in July 31st, I think. Yeah. I'm just kidding. And I had a friend, a teacher, actually, one of my teachers in the public high school there, had offered to let me and my wife move into one of his rent homes for free. And he said, just go in, do a little painting. He said, I'll even supply the supplies of the paint and the ceiling fans and all this kind of thing, and our lights, whatever it was. And oh, yeah, absolutely, we'll do it. And we moved into this house. We did a little painting here and there, but it was a house, all right. It had a front door and a back door. Had no other doors in the house. Not one door in the house. Not a door in the bedrooms. Not a door in the bathroom. There was no doors in that house. And so me and the owner had gone into the bathroom. The bathroom was just completely, the floor was completely rotted out. We went in and took the commode up and put down a piece of plywood. But that's all was down. Put the commode back in. There was no trim around the bathtub. So when you took a bath, there was no shower. You took a bath, the air from under the house, it was a pyramid beam house, the air under the house just came up around the bathtub, you know what I'm saying? Again, plywood floor in the bathroom, you know. Had a Dearborn heater, a gas heater, but only in the living room. Maybe there's a little one in the bathroom, a little small one. So when you got up in the morning when it's cold, I mean, you're in the bedroom, you wake up, you're breathing, you can see your breath, you know. It's hilarious. You could see out the gaping holes around the doors. You know, you could see outside. There was many places in that house where you could see outside. And then the wasps, now I'm not talking about yellow jackets, I'm talking about real wasps that make those big hives. They decided to build a hive in the front wall of that house. And I'll never forget getting up one morning and there being 50 or 100 wasps in the front window. I mean, everywhere inside that house. It stung me one time, and then I took care of it. I took care of it the way all country people take care of wasps and bees of any sort. I had no idea what a can of wasp spray was till I came to Metroplex. No idea. Never heard of it. The way you take care of bees is gasoline. In fact, gasoline pretty much kills anything. So pretty much just take gasoline. I went outside and sprayed it all up inside the house. Luckily, there was no match close. Found out that Windex would kill them. Isn't that amazing? That's just a little information for you. You didn't have to pay for that. But we sprayed them with Windex. Windex would kill them. And so anyway, we had interesting times in that house. A lot of interesting times in that house. And I to this day, my wife would tell you the same thing. We're so thankful in those first few months of having a house to live in that did not cost us anything. I was going to Bible college and we were working and doing all those things. I'm so thankful for what that man did for us. And then we moved from that house into another house that wasn't much better, but we won't talk about that one. That was a parsonage, but anyway. We're so thankful for that first house. Some of you do the same thing in your mind. Go back to that first house you lived in. Isn't that amazing? Think about what God has done for you now. Where He's brought you to now. We ought to be thankful. So thankful. Remember those first 2 or 3 years. In fact, first 3 years at least. Me and my wife, you know, the bank account. Each week, 30 cents, you know. Write the checkbook. 28 cents, you know, 97 cents. Look where He's brought you now. Most of you. Look where He's brought you now. God's so good. God has been so good to us. God wants us to be and feel gratitude. We should not take His blessings for granted. There is no self-made individual. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. And I told you a little story about me and my wife. Most of you could repeat that story. You would have stories to tell as well. But just think about various countries. I've told you the story about going to Mexico and seeing all those cardboard houses. Houses made out of cardboard. I don't know about you, but I'm not going home to a cardboard house today. We ought to be thankful. Psalm 103 verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Listen, we should not forget what God has done for us. We should not forget our Creator and how much He has blessed us in every area of our life. I'm so thankful for my salvation. Don't forget, understand that He's provided for us salvation. Salvation, the Bible says, is from the Lord. By the way, He has right of ownership. Right? He has the right as Creator. Most those individuals who are evolutionists are simply evolutionists because they don't want to be accountable to the Creator. Listen, I am accountable to the one who made me. I am accountable to the Creator. He has the right to do whatever. In fact, Acts 17 says that in Him we live and move and have our being. That He holds our very breath in His hands. Think about that for a moment. Not only does He have the right as Creator, but He has the right of redemption. He bought us, purchased us, redeemed us, and didn't just redeem us with monetary and with money or whatever the case is. No, He redeemed us with His own blood. He shed His own blood for me. The Lord Jesus Christ shed His blood on Calvary that I might have everlasting life, that my sins might be forgiven, that I might have a home in heaven. Amen? What a tremendous blessing. What a tremendous thought, again, as we be thankful for what Jesus did for us on Calvary. As we think about that we are bought with a price, we should glorify God in everything that we do. We are His. My hands are not my hands. My feet are not my feet. They're the Lord's. My eyeballs are not my eyeballs. They're the Lord's. The basis of thanksgiving is a recognition that everything comes from God. When's the last time you just knelt and thanked God for what He's done for you? When's the last time you did go back in your own mind and think about those things? For what should we be thankful? The Bible says we should be thankful in all things. Ephesians 5:20. The bad and the good. Right? If it says all things, then we ought to be thankful in all things. Not just the good, but the bad as well. It's easy to be thankful for, you know, when things are going well, when there's money in the bank and healthy and wealthy and wise, everything's going good. But what about when things are going bad? All things. Be thankful in all things. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Again, the realization this morning that everything works together for our good. Why? Because God's in control. And the Creator of the universe is in control of my life. And He is allowing me to go through things in order to mold and shape me into the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for those good times. I am. I'm thankful for the times that everything's going great, nobody's sick, and, you know, just things are going well. I'm thankful for those times. And most of the time, I'm not very thankful when I'm going through the trials, when I'm going through the storms of life. I'm not very thankful. But usually on the back side of the trial, after I've gone through the trial, after I've gone through the sickness, after I've gone through the death in the family, or I've gone through whatever it may be, I can look back on that situation, I can look back on that trial, and I can be thankful. Because in all things, we are to be thankful. And when I look back on things, usually I get a little more 20/20 vision there, and I can see that something God has done in my life, or something that God has done for someone else through that trial. God is working all things together for good. Amen. All things. Well, preacher, I just don't understand. I'm going through this, or I'm experiencing this, and I just don't understand. Listen, it's not ours to understand. We don't have to ask why when we know who. I know there may be some that disagree with me on that, but I really believe that. Me and my wife have lost two children. And I never asked why. I really didn't. Because I know who. And I'm so grateful, so thankful for what God has done in my life. And that He has complete and utter control of everything that goes on in my life. I don't think He causes us to fall down the stairs. I'm not saying that. I think J.C. Howe said that one time. Remember that? Years ago. But God controls my life. By the way, I'd much rather Him control my life than me. He can do a lot better with it than I can. He works all things together. We should be thankful for all things, everything in our life. We should be thankful for the good and the bad. I know I've sang that song to you before. One of the preachers when we were kids used to sing that, Lord, I thank You for the valley I walk through today. The closer the valley, the more I learn to pray. Thank You for every hill I climb, for every time the sun doesn't shine. Thank You for every lonely night. I prayed till I knew everything was all right. And I thank You for the valley I walk through today. Good little song, isn't it? Some great biblical truth in that. Thankful. How are we to be thankful? How are we to abound in thanksgiving? I don't know about you, but I like people who are thankful. I like being around people that are optimistic. When you ask somebody, how are you doing today? And they say, well, you know, and they begin to complain. Terrible, they may say. I understand there's times when people don't feel good or whatever. And certainly as a pastor, I want to know that and I want to pray with you. But overall, how is your outlook on life? How is it, really, honestly? I mean, do you wake up every day and just say, Lord, help me to live in the spirit, not the flesh today. Lord, help me to live as if You were coming back today. God, you know, here we go. You know, looking at every day optimistically and looking forward to that day. I don't know about you as a Christian, but as a Christian, I look forward to every day. I get up every day looking forward to the day. A preacher once said to a guy, he said, how are you getting along? Was the question the preacher asked him. How are you getting along? His reply was, pretty good under the circumstances. And the preacher said, what are you doing under there? I tried to quote that Wednesday night. I did a bad job of it. But what are you doing under there? Can I ask you the question? What are you doing under there? Not under the circumstances. On top of them. Get on top of them. The sun's always shining above the clouds. Listen, if we'll just have a grateful heart and be thankful. The root word of thanksgiving is think. Think. I've given you this before, but think about this again. The more you think, the more thankful you will be. People who are not thankful don't think much. So you insulted me, preacher. I'm just telling you. Most people who are not thankful just don't think. That old song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Right? Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Take some time and think. When things are not going good, when things are not going well with you, and when you do get discouraged through a trial, through a valley, and when you're going through those circumstances, sit down and think a little bit. Think about the blessings. You say, well, you don't understand. I lost my job and this has happened and financially we're just about to go under. But just think about it for a second. Number one, think about your salvation and what Jesus Christ did for you. Just thankful for that you have a home and waiting for you in heaven someday. Think about you still have a home to live in. I don't know about you, but you still have food on the table. I mean, man, I had the fanciest car. A Chevy. You know, you may not have this or may not have that. But we have so much to be thankful for. People who are not thankful just simply don't think much. Thank God for my family. I enjoyed yesterday getting to see my two boys play football. I enjoyed that. Two of the oldest ones now, fixing to go off to college. It's something. I'm just so thankful for the time I had with them. Thankful for my family. Thankful for my wife. I bragged on her last Sunday, but I'll brag on her again. Worked so hard and such a great wife. Thankful for my family. Thankful for my dad and my mom. Even thankful for my mother-in-law. Really. Thankful. Follow them all too. Thankful. Thankful for my health. Thankful that I can still enjoy pecan pie. Thankful. Thankful for that. Thankful for my health. Some of you have experienced health problems. Aren't you thankful for when you're healthy? Most of us take that for granted. I've only been in the hospital one time, and that was for a sunburn. And I was 18. And I was digging a ditch. And back then I was very muscular. And I was digging a ditch out by the lake. And there was no one around. Because I was a very modest guy. My wife would tell you that. I wouldn't. So I took my shirt off. It was hot. I got a sunburn. That sunburn did not treat me well. And so I went to the hospital before I went crazy. Because that's where I was going. Yeah, I had to go to the hospital twice. They finally put me out. So be careful when you get a sunburn. All I remember is it cost $500. That's all I remember. And we didn't have $500, and it took me forever to pay that off. Thankful for my health. Thankful for my family. Thankful. So thankful. Thankful for friends. I was reading an article yesterday, the day before, about friendship. And just how few friends people really have. I mean, when you talk about, if you were to ask yourself, how many friends do I really have? You begin to think, close friends, I mean. Close friends, how many do you really have? You ought to be thankful for those close friends. I'm thankful I still have friends from high school. That if I were to call today, there's two or three of them. If I were to call today and say, hey, this is issues going on, man, they would come here and vice versa. I would go to them. Isn't that amazing? After all these years, some of them I haven't seen in 10 years. Thankful for friendship. Thankful for family. Thankful for health. And again, thankful for salvation. I hope you're here this morning and you know that you're saved. I hope you're here this morning and you have experienced salvation by way of the Lord Jesus Christ, His life, His death, and His resurrection. There is no greater experience. It's wonderful to know that your sins are forgiven, that you're escaping hell and have a home in heaven. So thankful for the salvation that God has provided through His Son, Jesus Christ. So thankful, again, for the blood that Jesus Christ shed for me. I hope this morning you've experienced salvation. But can I just remind the congregation this morning, think a little bit this Thanksgiving. You know, tomorrow we all go back to work. Think a little bit. Take a little time to be thankful. And you do so by thinking. You've heard me tell the story about a man who was going to sell his house. And he hired a realtor, and the realtor came out. The realtor over the phone was taking the description of the house. And she asked a lot of questions, and he was describing the house, and she was writing it down. And at the end of the conversation, she said, all right, let me repeat to you what you've said. And she began to repeat back to him the things concerning his house. And as she went through the list with him, at the end of it, he said, I don't need a new house. This is the house I want. What am I doing selling it? You know, sometimes we're that way. We're kind of blind to what we have. You think, well, the grass is greener on the other side. Well, no. We just need to be thankful for what God has given us. Paul said therewith to be content. Thankfulness. Psalm 104, the Bible says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. When's the last time you entered into His gates with thanksgiving? When's the last time you just said a simple prayer, Lord, thank You for my family. Thank You for my health. Thank You for my church family. Thank You for my job. Thank You for my home. Thank You for salvation. And just took a little time and thanked Him for all that He's done for you. I hope this morning you'll take that time. I'd encourage you to come to the altar and thank Him. If not, to thank Him there in your chair. Thank Him for all that He's done for you. Be thankful. Be thankful. By the way, to be thankful means to be thankful. It's to think about it. No way that you can't take a little time and think about it and not count as many blessings as... There's just so many to count. Remember who gave you all things. The basis of being thankful is realizing that God owns everything. Understanding that He is the Creator. Be thankful in all things. Let's all stand.